Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and proven adaptability are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
What's up, guys? This is Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And me, Peniel of B2B.
Woohoo! And we don't have a special guest today. It's just the three of us.
We got
just
a
like
dog.
The good old days.
I don't think we have to mention that we don't have a special guest. Gosh, why you gotta do that?
Why?
Why you gotta go and do
that? I missed this
gotta,
too. Just the three of us.
This is normal.
Yeah,
you don't have
but
to,
it's been so long
be
since…
Like,
it's been too long.
We don't have
long.
A special guest.
It's been so long.
Why you gotta put out that we can't get any more guests?
It's not that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay, all right. So, yes, it's been a while. It's just been three of us. And this is Get Real, where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective.
Our perspective.
And today we're talking about health.
Health?
Yes.
Oh. What kind
how
of health?
How we like, stay healthy, like,
oh, okay.
How we keep up with our healthy lifestyle, how we stay in shape, how we take care of ourselves physically.
Because in Korean, like, 헬스 means like the gym.
Yeah, 헬스. Yeah. But
so
we're talking about…
We're talking about like overall like health. Like,
yes.
All right. Being
health.
Fit. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So before we get started, if there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, you guys can interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment when our full episodes go up on YouTube at youtube.com/divepods.
Okay.
And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And please leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about this amazing show.
Five stars
amazing.
Only.
Five stars only.
Five stars only.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Get us started.
All right.
Get us started.
So health.
What are we going to talk about first?
Why are you going to like put me on the spot like that?
All right, fine. All right, I'll shut up. All
right. I guess with our jobs, like with our careers, how we maintain a healthy lifestyle and how our job affects our mental and physical health.
Mental and physical. Ooh, both are super important for sure.
Yep. Take us away, Ashley.
So how does our job affect our mental and physical health? Because it does affect us a lot.
I mean, I feel like it kind of keeps us in check in some ways. I'm trying to find the script again. But I mean, I don't need it. You're leading. Whatever. I feel like it keeps us in check in some ways because we're like, oh, we got to be on TV. Like we got like a shoot next week. We got a shoot next month, whatever. So then like… We kind of work out more and stuff. But I also feel like some people tend to do crazy diets that aren't good for them to lose weight at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Bad. You should not do that.
I've seen you do some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like good and bad at the same time. I feel like it just depends on how you attack the diet.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, having to be in front of a camera is definitely a big… stress cause of stress.
When I was in the States, I knew nothing about diet. And of course, I never went on a diet because they don't say you're overweight or they say you need to lose weight, right? Everyone's just kind of their individual self and they're all different and unique. Yeah. And I guess I was younger too. So my metabolism was quicker and I danced more than I do now. So I don't think I gained as much weight. And then I came to Korea and I'm a trainee and I was still pretty skinny then. Like in my own standards, I was like 52 kilograms, but they wanted me to lose up to 49, 50, right? So they would measure us every week. And starting then, I started my unhealthy diet because they didn't even teach us how to diet. They just said, okay, lose 2 kilograms by next week.
You just starved, huh?
Yeah, you just have to complete that or else you get punished and you get penalized.
Or you could
penalized.
Eventually get cut too.
Yeah, for not being able to lose weight. So I started just kind of starving, just eating cherry tomatoes all day long.
Oh man, that's semi-healthy.
And then I didn't get my period for a year.
What?
Yeah, after I came to Korea, after 2 months after I started training… I didn't have
after
my period.
2 months of training.
For a year?
A year.
For a year.
So I don't know if that's necessarily diet. I think that might just be stress.
Yeah, it can be like environmental stress. Like change of environment and also going on a diet. Because I never did that before.
Okay, yeah. That's…
For 12 months?
An entire year.
So they took me to the gyno. I got hormone shots. It didn't work. And you know when I got it back finally.
When you started eating?
When I moved to Polaris and I had a month off before we started preparing for Ladies Code. Uh-huh. It was just a month of just relaxing, eating whatever I wanted, getting a lot of sleep, enjoying myself, enjoying the free time I had before I actually had to go into crazy training. Yeah. That's when I got it back. And then I debuted and then…
It stopped again?
Yeah, it stopped again.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Because they made me go on a diet again. So
your body is probably really sensitive to that type of stress and like… Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's just the diet. I think it's diet plus the stress. Because when you went on like the vegan diet this time… You didn't have any problems with that, right?
With vegan diet, I ate a lot. I ate all three meals and I ate a lot of snacks in between. Okay. But when I was doing the unhealthy diet… It was just literally like 12 cherry tomatoes a day. Or a salad the entire day. So it was just really dumb.
That's the best way to gain fat though.
Yeah, it is.
Because
once
you do that, your body goes into survival mode or something.
Yeah.
And then
packs
whatever you eat, it just packs it as fat. So that's… Starving yourself is good at losing weight, but it's the best way to gain fat.
Yeah.
You slow down your metabolism tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If your metabolism is slow, it's going to try to digest it as slow as possible, which is like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a good metabolism.
You
eat a lot and often?
Yeah. I go to the bathroom like more than I need to.
Yeah.
I think I go like 3 to 5 times a day.
Is that healthy?
I have no idea.
Wow. Does that mean your body's not taking in all the nutrients and the vitamins, it just goes out?
Or it might be it's just taking all of the nutrients.
I heard someone told me that it might be another form of constipation actually.
Just taking too many dumps?
No, because it's like I heard someone told me there's two forms of constipation. Uh-huh. One is like where you can't go.
Uh-huh.
And then one is like it's like all filled up. So then like when you eat, it just pushes it out.
Oh.
So it might be that, but I don't know. I wake up, I go, I'll eat breakfast, I go, I'll eat lunch, I go.
I'm like that too though.
Eat dinner, I go, and then like before I like sleep sometimes.
I feel like isn't that pretty normal?
It might be because we work out so our metabolism might be like…
True.
Yeah.
It might be better, I don't know.
That's true, but if you do work out, you go to the bathroom more regularly.
Yeah, you do.
I go every 2-3 days.
What?
Yeah.
That's not good.
And I take like all the probiotics and I try to eat yogurt.
And you eat a ton of koguma too. Sweet potatoes too. That's supposed to be a lot of fiber.
But I think I have to eat more greens. Because when I was doing the vegan challenge and I ate plant-based every single day… I was going every single day. But then once I stopped and I
eat
junk
greens.
Food and I eat other stuff…
You need to eat greens.
I need greens.
You
need
to
eat… Not just fiber. Not just sweet potatoes.
I don't know if it's like backed up by a lot of really good facts, but it's someone who was actually pretty good with their nutrition knowledge.
Mm.
You know how like in American plates, you'll have a big steak, fries, rice, gravy, all that, and like a tiny bit of asparagus or like a little salad on the side, like coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
That's like really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the ratio is completely… You need to have a lot more salad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, of course. For sure, yeah. Salad is really important.
Yeah, but that's like my usual meal, I feel like. Yeah. I don't really eat greens either.
Yeah, he eats the least grains and he goes to the bathroom so well.
I don't know.
Is your health okay though?
I don't know. I think so.
Did you ever get the checkup where they inspect your…
Oh yeah, like the 건강검진, like the full body inspection. Yeah, I've done that before.
You did?
Yeah,
when?
I've done that like… Oh, I used to get that like… For 3 years in a row, I think I went like every year.
And you went… they put you to sleep for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have a really… Never mind. I won't say it here. But yeah.
What?
You have a really shitty experience with that? Did yeah. Or, stick yeah. a tube up your booty hole?
No. Do they? No,
they do.
No, no, it's in your mouth. They go down your mouth.
To see your intestines.
Oh, okay. I didn't do that one.
Oh, yeah, just your…
I did the wee one. Your, I don't know what that yeah. is.
Just your stomach.
I don't know about health and all that, but I'm not letting anyone say anything in my booty hole.
Yeah, it's,
no.
Yeah, you have to.
I think
they recommend you do it once, like around like late 30s, 40s, right? Don't they recommend it?
Yeah.
They recommend it once.
I have to get that done.
I've never gotten that done yet, but we're halfway there. We're like halfway there.
Yeah, I mean, we're okay.
I know. I will. I'll vlog it.
But whenever I got the full body checkups, mm-hmm. I was pretty healthy overall.
That's good. Yeah.
I was pretty healthy. They said, I didn't have like high blood pressure, low blood pressure, no like too much sugar, too little sugar, like none of that. I was pretty healthy.
I was so healthy in the States until I came to Korea. And then I feel like that's when my body deteriorated.
Did you ever get a checkup?
I did.
And it was like all…
Well, I didn't get the whole internal thing where they observe my stomach and my intestines or whatever. But just like blood test and a gyno too. But I had low blood pressure. And
dang.
But it wasn't… I wasn't like on the verge of death or anything. But it's just compared to my life in the States. Because… Mm. I had such a fixed schedule every day. Go to sleep at 10, wake up at 7, go to school, like dance, come home, eat dinner at 6:30.
You slept at 10?
Uh-huh. I slept even earlier sometimes. And then come to Korea, you debut and that schedule is so messed up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sleep 1 hour, sometimes you sleep 10 hours. It's just sometimes so inconsistent. Sleep. Yeah, you don't sleep. And you're just like a walking zombie. You're just on autopilot.
Yeah, I did that. Up on caffeine.
Yeah, I did that. Or you're just like sensitive as hell.
Oh yeah, you get really…
Yeah.
When we don't get a lot of sleep and we're really busy, we just don't talk to each other because all of us are so sensitive. And you know, we might take it the wrong way when you say something to us. So we're just like all silent in the van.
I don't think I've ever been that sensitive before. Have I?
I don't know. I'm not in your group.
I guess. I don't think I've…
I can imagine you not to be though.
Yeah, because he's so like laid back and carefree.
I've seen a few sensitive members. But
yeah.
But the thing is, you don't fall asleep early though.
I usually sleep late.
Yeah, but he sleeps really late.
Do you get good sleep?
No. I like…
Isn't that stressful?
So like if I have like an 8 hour sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I usually wake up like at least like 3 to 5 times.
In between?
Yeah. In that like 8 hour period.
Why?
I don't know.
It's probably
I just like… Wake up. I'll be sleeping. And then my eyes just kind of open. I'm like… What time is it? I look at the time. I'm like… Damn. I've only been sleeping for like an hour or something. Like 2 hours. I go back to sleep. And my eyes open again. What? I check the time. It's like another like… Hour, 2 hours. I'm like… What the f***?
What about when you're sleeping next to someone or when you are back in Chicago sleeping at home? Do you get good sleep then?
No.
Oh, it's just always
the same?
Yeah, the same.
Dang. So like sleep is just…
But I mean, really? I don't feel like tired or anything like
really?
The next day. Yeah. I'll like keep waking up. But like when I get like my like full 8 hours or whatever, I'm just like… Okay. Yeah.
Wow. That's
but
good.
I think it might also be because I don't have like… Super high tension, like super low tension.
Oh, it's
I
just
think
always like
oh, yeah, you're
constant.
Pretty. Yeah.
In the middle.
True. I think that's why.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, it's like, entire day. And I just sleep.
That's true.
Sleep.
How about you, Matthew? As someone who motivates a lot of people to work out and go to the gym and keep up a healthy lifestyle.
Mm.
How do you stay dedicated to that? How do you…
Because you wake up at like 6 a.m. and stuff sometimes just to go work
before
out.
Before the schedule. That's insane.
Yeah. There was… When I was like… When I'm busy, I have to wake up at around like 5 and just to go hit it at 6 and be ready to start my day by like 7, by like 8. And then…
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, it was pretty hard. But… One thing for me is like when that becomes my regular schedule, like anything to make it a habit takes at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So like the first 2 weeks is always like, you know, really hard getting used to. And after that, everything's good. And it almost becomes something where it's like, if I don't do it, I don't feel awake during the day. So like that's like kind of like my morning like get up thing. Like hit the gym and then get my
blood flowing and everything. All right.
And I'll have a more full and like what I would feel to be an energetic day.
Right.
Yeah. So working out in the morning is a big… Yeah. I would suggest that.
Yeah. I can kind of relate to this though. Because… yeah. When I wasn't like doing weights… But I was doing mainly cardio. I would get up like an hour earlier to go run.
Yeah.
And then I would come home, shower, and like you feel a lot more awake.
Yeah.
And then you take like a little bit of a nap, like when you're getting like your hair and makeup done.
Yep.
And like in the car, and then you wake up and you're like, all right, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
After your intense workout, don't you get so sleepy though? Like after your intense workout when you eat, don't you get really sleepy?
Food coma?
Yeah. I mean, but It gets really bad for me when I have, when I go to like a HIIT workout class and I'll eat lunch, that I have to like sleep and I never take naps, but it just comes so crazy.
How much do you eat?
Not much. No, this was like even when I was in the vegan challenge.
Oh.
Just whenever I eat after an intense workout, I just get so sleepy.
But HIIT is pretty tiring. HIIT workouts is pretty tiring. Have you done HIIT workouts?
No, I haven't.
It's like they have like a… So it'll be like burpees, like jumping jacks. Like it's mainly like cardio / core workouts. And then they'll have like maybe like four workouts. And then it's like intensity. Yeah, I think it's like 30 seconds and then 10 second rest, right? 30 second, 10. So then like each 30 second you do like a different workout.
Heavy. Yeah.
So it's like you'll do like burpees for 30 seconds and then 10 second rest and then like jumping jacks for 30 seconds, 10 second rest. And you do this for like 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 minutes. And it's supposed to have the same effect of like 2 hours of cardio or something, right?
I forgot what the exact numbers were.
I don't know. It was like a pretty like long amount of cardio. Like it's supposed to… That 20 minutes is supposed to have like the same effect. Because…
Like the amount of calories burned.
Yeah. Because like you don't let your heart rate go down too much.
Because
it's only like a 10 second rest and you're doing something else. So it is pretty tiring. But I don't know about… That food coma. I don't know.
Maybe it's just me.
Are you sleepy right now?
No, I'm not. I haven't eaten yet. And I haven't worked out. I haven't worked out in a while.
Dang. Why not?
I try to work out at home, but I'm not disciplined enough to do it. I'll be like doing a little plank and I check my phone. And then I check my phone for like 30 minutes. Dang. When I realize I'm like, oh shit. And then I try doing like sit-ups
again. For 30 minutes?
No. I'm just resting on my belly. And then I'll try doing sit-ups and then… I just get so distracted. I have no self-discipline when it comes to working out at home.
Really?
I get that though. They call it like a fitness slump.
Yeah.
Like I get that every now and then.
Sometimes I'm super motivated. I work out much better when I physically go to the gym. But there's only one gym near my house and it's expensive as hell.
Oh.
So I'm like… Can't afford
buy
that.
Some equipment for your house. If you have like some equipment in my house.
I do. I don't use it.
Oh my gosh.
I do. Maybe like once a week. I have the resistance band.
Oh, those are great.
Oh yeah.
I know. Especially. I don't use it.
Yeah. Oh, when you do squats dumbbells. With that on.
Yeah. Yeah. So how often do you work out?
Every day.
Every day.
Even weekends?
Even weekends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I have like a cycle. So like I… I go chest, back, arms, shoulders, legs. I shouldn't be doing it like this, but this is how I do it nowadays. So it's like five. So I'll do that and then say that's my Monday through Friday. Saturday I'll start it over. Or add like a cardio and before I start it over the next day. And like that'll be my next thing. But like one day of not working out feels like… Say the next day would be chest. One day of not working out would make me feel like I didn't… You know, I'm losing chest muscle right now.
Yeah. No, I know that feeling though.
Yeah, it's like that.
Because like you skip the chest day so you go straight to like back or whatever, right? But then you're like, oh man, like I didn't get to work on my chest this week. Like I say…
Wow.
I know that feeling.
It's like you're pushing back your schedule to like building your body.
Yeah. Because working out, it's like your priority, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should make that my priority. But it's just like when I have time, I'll go. So weekend, I'll never go to the gym because weekends are for hanging out with friends. So I don't set aside time separately for the gym or to work out.
Before you hang out with
Which is bad.
I think the biggest thing though with working out though is you have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You have to like when you're getting that pump in the gym and like looking at the mirror and just like, ooh, I feel like the man right now, you know, or the woman.
Yeah.
I feel like the woman right now. You
know? Yeah.
That feeling becomes pretty addicting.
Yeah. I mean, but like you said, it's like kind of like making it a habit or a lifestyle. Because it's like you said 2 weeks is a habit, right? Or whatever. And then like… Is it 2 weeks? Isn't it like 30 days for something to become a habit?
I saw it's like 2 weeks for a habit. Is it 21 days?
I thought it was 21 days. Or something like that.
Okay, okay.
And then I think it's like 90 days to become a lifestyle.
Yep, right?
So it's like 3 months for like a lifestyle. Oh wait, no, hold on.
Three months for a lifestyle. Yeah, you're right.
my math for a second.
Wait, so how… Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like… But once it becomes a lifestyle, like it feels weird if you don't do it. So it's like just get into the cycle and then I feel like the first like have like up to the habit and up to the lifestyle like you're gonna like wake up days where you're like maybe today I'll just skip. But it's like after that it's just like if you just like keep pushing yourself for like a little bit afterwards it's gonna feel weird to not go.
Wait,
so what'd you guys do during Corona then? When the gyms were closed.
Oh, so stressed out, bro. Yeah.
So did you work out at home?
I bought resistance bands. I bought dumbbells. I bought all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You too?
I've had dumbbells for a while. So then… it's most of it I just like… Like chest, I would just do like push-ups. Mm. And then shoulders and back, I would use the dumbbells. Mm. And I have that like the rubber band thingy too. It's not resistance bands, but I have that. But you could use it as like a resistance band if you like tie it up. Yeah, just that stuff. But like… Yeah, I didn't… During that 2 weeks, I was just kind of like… My neck was like screwed up anyways.
Injured,
I was like, I think I'll just take this time to rest.
Yeah.
Then like kind of… Yeah.
How is your back though and your neck?
Back and my neck? My neck's like all better but like… It's still like the… What do you call it? The power in like my right arm. It's not like 100% back yet.
Dang.
So I have to like… For like pull-ups, I have to use that like assist pull-up thingy.
Oh, but you could still do pull-ups with the assist.
Yeah, with the assist.
Okay, nice.
I can like kind of do it. But then my back kind of gave out recently. But it's getting better too.
Damn,
my back healed a lot faster though. Yeah, lower back healed a lot faster than
my
neck.
That's good. Are you still getting physical therapy and stuff?
I just do Pilates for like my posture and stuff and it helps out a lot. So
like rehab?
Yeah, it's like workout slash like rehab kind of vibe. So
True.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because dancing, it kills your knees.
No, but I heard dancing, it's technically not a workout because like after a while, you know how they use like similar
muscles?
Like choreo for like… Or like similar like basic moves or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. Like basic steps, basic moves. Mm-hmm. So your brain just like remembers it. So then I heard like the first few like times you learn a choreo or whatever, it's a workout. But then like after your brain kind of memorizes it, I heard it's not a workout anymore.
I mean, like, but it's still cardio though, right?
I mean, it
dancing,
is cardio,
but not
I guess.
Necessarily.
But it doesn't do like as much
for your muscles.
Yeah, something like that.
What if you learn different choreo all the time? From different
then
people.
Then I don't know.
That would probably be a workout. But I think I can feel that because when we're getting ready for a tour and we like not learn but like get used to all the choreo
again. Right.
And then we do a tour and then we come back and say we're like a couple of days after we do it again.
Yeah.
It feels so much easier than it was when we were like refreshing. Yeah.
Because when you first learn the choreo or when you're practicing you get so sore. Well, I get so sore.
Yeah, and then after a while, it's like you're just like completely fine.
Oh.
Yeah. That's, so I heard it's like not that much of a workout after a while. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is your motivation behind working out just to stay healthy or to maintain a certain figure? Or what drives you to go to the gym?
Stay healthy because it's like I think I kind of eat like crap.
Oh. Yeah, so you love crappy food.
So I'm like, all right, like I gotta do this to eat that crappy food at least.
Okay, if to like, manage and yeah. like keep wow. what you got.
I'm not like trying to get like a six pack or anything. Yeah. Like if I was, I'd probably eat a lot cleaner, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's just like, all right, like do these workouts and I can eat crappy. Because mm. yeah. I don't do cardio either.
I hate cardio.
I hate cardio.
I hate the treadmill. God. Yeah. I don't know what to believe anymore that's like good for your health. Because there are so many people, so many different doctors and dietitians and pharmacists who tell you different things. They tell you to take these vitamins. But some people say like, don't take these. They're not really good for you. Take these instead. And there's just so much information that I don't know who to trust. Because I watch a lot of videos on YouTube. Because of course, I want to be healthy. And I want to keep up a personal lifestyle. Although I'm bad at putting it into action. But I do watch a lot of videos. And everyone just talks about different things. So
yeah,
just like, what like do I…
Yeah,
I went to a doctor recently. And they told me not to eat raw salad.
Raw salad.
Like,
do you have a hard time digesting that?
No, I never felt like I did.
So why did he tell you?
Oh, like
I don't know. He
put
just
it in like a fry pan and like fry it or something.
Yeah. He took my like not blood test, but he took my
Oh, did you go to Honey One?
Yeah, I went to a Honey One. So I was like, shouldn't eat salad? He was like, yeah, you shouldn't eat salad raw. Like, don't eat it cold.
Yeah.
Eat it cooked. So I was like, okay. I mean,
that microwave it before you.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Yeah. Because they tell you your 체질. Like, what is 체질 in English?
Like your body type?
Yeah. Mm. And they tell some people not to eat pork and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really?
I want to get that checked out too.
Yeah.
So have you stopped eating raw salad?
No, I still eat salad. Blah. I tried to switch it up by cooking kimchi. Yeah, so like…
I love cooked kimchi.
It's pretty fire.
Especially with samgyeopsal.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. But I don't get salad though. It's like, how do you look at that? And then you're like,
green leaves.
But the way I feel after salad is much better.
But I get so… Like I get hungry again so fast after I eat a salad.
Maybe you don't eat enough.
Yeah, you gotta eat a lot.
How much salad I gotta eat?
Like a good amount.
I don't know. Like I usually just handful. Like, you know, like buy the ones that they like sell at like certain stores.
Oh, like at the convenience stores? Like the small ones?
Like convenience stores are like…
PB.
The bread. Yeah, like that place or whatever. I'll just like… I'll like eat
enough.
It. And then like…
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes later, I'm like…
Eat two
y'all
of them.
Hungry again? I'm like…
Eat two of them.
Eat two of them? Yeah. Okay. Alright, I don't know.
I just like how I feel light and like…
I don't know.
I don't feel groggy. Like I'm just
no, but chill. even the other day I had I forgot the name of the place we ordered from, but it was like rotisserie chicken. So it's not like fried, so it's like healthier. And then instead of rice, they put quinoa. Quinoa.
Ooh.
It's quinoa.
Quinoa? That's how you say it?
What? I thought it was quinoa.
Quinoa in Korea.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was quinoa.
Yeah, that's what
quinoa.
I thought too.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
A lot of people get it mixed up. I didn't know at first.
Because in Korean, they call it quinoa.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like quinoa or something like that. I was like, all right, quinoa. How do you do that with the English American quinoa. Accent? Like, quinoa.
That
there
sounds
we go.
Fancy as hell.
Quinoa?
Quinoa. Quinoa. And I think working out's important because it relieves stress too, right?
Yeah. That's why I started boxing. It's a really good stress relief. And it's really good cardio.
Yeah.
That's why I like boxing because I don't like doing cardio separately.
Yeah.
But one, they like force you to jump rope for like 2 weeks straight. But then after that, still you're like constantly like jumping around, like moving around and stuff. So then it's like constant cardio. So I was like, oh, like this is like a fun way to do cardio.
Yeah.
And I hated cardio. So that's why I like boxing. But I kind of got bored of it.
Yeah, boxing is number one for losing weight.
Yeah, I want to get back into it. Though.
I just hated the jump roping that they made you do.
Yeah, but it's so bad for your posture.
It is.
Yeah, it rounds your shoulders because you're always like your guard. Yeah. So it rounds your shoulders. So it's really bad for your posture. But it's very good for cardio.
Yeah.
Gotta sacrifice your posture.
No.
That's another thing though. Posture is so important in health too.
It is.
Like my posture is horrible.
Mine too. I didn't really care about my posture. But then the reason I've been getting…
Your back injuries and stuff, right?
It's because my spine… It's too straight.
Ah.
My spine is too straight.
Well, your posture too good?
No, it's not good to be too straight. It should be like an S.
Your spine is supposed to have a little curve.
Mm. Yeah.
It's supposed to have like a little curve at the neck and this and the your like tailbone area or whatever, your like lower back.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have a little curve, but then mine was too straight and it's supposed to have that curve because it's supposed to kind of be like a spring. So it kind of eats the
pressure.
What do you got? Like the pressure, right? But then mine, it was too straight, so it was like all the pressure, it just went straight to my neck and my lower back.
That's why I got
effed up neck and back.
Dang.
So then that's why I started doing Pilates and my like I'm getting like the curve like a little bit.
Oh yeah.
But
oh wow.
It's still like I have to work from like the top like down. Like I'm slowly getting the curve towards like the top of my spine right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta move my way down.
Yeah.
And like I went to the Pilates and they were just like, yeah, like this is messed up. Like this is messed up. Like this is uneven. Like this is like turned. Like I was just like, what? Mm. What the heck?
It's like our little habits that make us all like messed up our spines. Yeah, yeah. Especially because these days a lot of people are on their smartphones and on their computers. So everyone's like this.
Yeah.
And that's horrible for you.
It's horrible. Posture's super important.
Yeah.
Let's say even like right now. I got such bad posture.
I
think we talked about enough about like physical health. What do you guys think about like… You should be leading this. Why am I leading this?
I was Gundo.
You were what?
I was Gundo.
Oh. I heard Gundo.
Yeah. I was Gundo.
I was like, what?
I was going to say, I was going to do… I don't know.
I was going to do it plus
Gundo.
I was like, wait, was that Korean or English or… I didn't understand that. I was like, what? I was Gundo.
Yeah. Mm. What about the mental aspect?
I feel like staying socially there… being social, like having people around you.
I was like, socially there. Don't be a ghost.
Yeah. Be there. Yeah. Being around people that like you're chill with, that you're close to is really important.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Because when I first debuted, I didn't have any friends outside of my group.
Mm. Yeah,
it was just my members and… no friends. And plus we didn't have phones or anything. So I couldn't keep in touch with anyone anyways. Mm. But I mean we did have a secret iPad at home. But still it's different. Because we can't take it around anywhere. And if we get caught, we get in trouble. And I remember being so stressed then. Because I didn't have a life outside of work. Mm. Everything was just work. And being an idol. And I had no social life. Because… they wouldn't let us have any social life. We had to get permission for even going to the convenience store. So I felt very frustrated and I had nothing to take it out on. And I had no way of relieving stress except the gym. But that wasn't even consistent. And then after maybe like 3-4 years into my career, I started meeting friends and like meeting you guys. And that's when I started socializing and… that really relieved my stress and really helped me mentally. And just knowing that I had friends that were in the same position as me too. Because when we gather, all we talk about is the hardships and struggles of what we're going through as an idol. So that really helped me a lot. So people that share similar experiences and can relate to you, I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think it's like… well, for sure it is important to have people, but it's just like I think because you're gonna get stressed no matter what job you have.
Yeah,
everyone has their own stress, you know. It's like some people just like waking up could be stress for them at certain times. Some people it's like it's different, whatever stresses everyone, like some whatever. I don't know how to say this. Like the stress factor is different for everyone.
Oh, you know? There you go.
Yeah, the stress factor is different for everyone. So I feel like you just need to… everyone's gonna get stressed. You just need to find out how to relieve that stress for a good mental health. And then like you guys said, it's definitely important to have good people that you trust around you.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily just any type of company.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's people that you trust and that kind of have a very good, like, what do you call it? A good energy.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like on the similar, that's on a similar level with you. Cause if you just like vent to someone that's not really on that same level with mm-hmm. you, it's not really helpful.
Yeah. You could tell if they don't care.
Yeah.
Like
they're
really listening.
Yeah. So I feel like it's people that you actually trust, that you care about and they care about you. You got to just like talk to them about it. It's not just anyone, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what our listeners are struggling with.
Okay. Like that. All right. Okay. Transition.
Straight into it.
Right. Yes. Let's see what our listeners are struggling with or having issues with regarding health. User The Real Brev says, "Hello, first and foremost, I just want to say that I love you all and this podcast. This is a question about fitness. I have been working out these past couple years to lose weight and get toned, but learning about BM's Big Titty Gang has inspired me to take my fitness regimen to the next level and try bulking. Ooh. Do you have any advice for people trying to bulk up at home, probably with limited equipment? I hope to one day be able to earn a spot on the Big Titty Gang.
Yes.
Thank you for reading and hope your day is awesome as you are." Oh, yes, this is so cute.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, BM.
You are officially a part of the Big Titty Gang. Welcome. And I got some advice for bulking. A lot of people misconstrue bulking. They feel like you can just eat whatever you want and a lot of it.
No.
Yeah, that's not bulking. Clean bulking. You just… you hire the calories and you hire the amount of food you eat, but you have to keep it clean at the same time. Salad, the right amount of protein, right amount of carbs. You still want to keep your fat levels, you know, proportionately smaller than your other food groups. And you don't want to eat dirty.
Yeah.
So and, eat clean.
And for like home training, it doesn't really matter like where you work out. It's like if it's lower weights, just do more.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter the equipment. It's like, so if you want to bulk up, if you were doing like 20 push-ups a day or whatever, just hire that to 30, 40 push-ups and just keep hiring it.
Yeah.
Like one of the people at my gym, they used to be like 50 something kilos.
Damn.
They were like super skinny. Mm-hmm. And the way they bulked up was they had, I think they had like 3 meals a day or 6 meals a day. I don't remember.
Wait, 3 or 6?
I would imagine 6. I think it was six.
But they had like… I think it was 200 grams of protein and 100 grams of carbs.
Yep.
Like every single meal.
Yep. That sounds good.
And then they just started working out and stuff. And now they're around 70 kilos.
Wow. Dang. But that's like all in muscle almost?
Yeah, almost.
Wow. Like, if you eat like that would probably…
Because they're still super skinny.
Wow.
They're like pretty skinny, but they still bulked up.
But it's healthy carbs, right? Like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, it was like sweet potatoes, or even like just like a bowl, like one thing of rice. Like that's not gonna. It's like that's not unhealthy.
Okay. Even white rice is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like that, and then but they had the hyeonmibap. What's that?
Whole grain rice.
They had whole grain rice. They had
that's good.
Like chicken breast like and stuff like that.
Like brown rice and stuff like that. Okay.
But they bulked up like that.
Don't eat dirty.
Yeah, don't eat dirty. Don't eat dirty. I mean, you can dirty bulk, but then it's going to be harder to cut later.
Yeah.
I mean, if your goal is only bulking, then I guess you can dirty bulk.
Yeah.
I guess.
You won't get extra chunky bulky.
Okay, good luck to you, The Real Brev Brev.
Yeah.
We also have a message from user Sam Chase who says, "I have this really bad habit where I overwork to the point of exertion, so I've started getting sick very often.
Oh.
I get colds, muscle cramps, and body aches. I think this is something that has carried forward from school as I was pressured by my mother to score full each and every time. And now I can't get rid of this habit because not overworking gives me anxiety and causes panic. Can you give me any tips on how to pace myself and prevent myself from overworking and degrading my health even more? How do you guys pace yourself in your work?"
Dang, I'm kind of like that. Like if I'm focused on my work and I have like… I'm to the point where I make my own deadlines. Mm-hmm. It's like… Yeah, I stress myself out a lot. To the point where I've gotten, you know, like those type of attacks and stuff. But… Shoot, I've been pretty comfortable these days.
I mean, like I said, I think you're gonna get stressed no matter what.
Yeah.
Like she said, or he or she said, like they said, if they don't work, they get anxiety. Mm. If they're working, they're getting stressed.
Yeah.
So you just need to find a way to relieve the stress. Mm-hmm. I just feel like
reward yourself.
Or reward yourself or whatever. Like you could work like 5 days and then just take the weekends off or something, relieve all that stress, work again or something like that. Or find hobbies like working out or something. Just find a way to relieve that stress. Talk to people about it. I don't really know. I can't. Yeah.
Overworking is really dangerous because you can like even faint from that. And I don't know, have even more complications. Because you know, you hear about a lot of celebrities who overwork and faint and get to the hospital and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got to get like vitamins like, injected in them.
So
and
it's
stuff.
Really scary. I would say not overwork, but of course that's hard for Sam. So
I would say clean diet though for sure. If you're overworking, make sure you're eating right at least.
Yeah, a lot of vitamin
and
C.
Try to work out so your body's a little healthier.
Yeah, if you ain't working out, that's…
Because it'll give you a little more energy I think if you're like healthy and fit.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll keep, you know…
Give yourself breaks.
Yeah,
in between breaks.
Like if you're focused and it's been 5 hours since you had your last break or like, you know, but you're still focused, it's okay. You know, keep doing what you're doing. But like if you're kind of like, you know, you feel the exertion a little bit, give yourself a 10-minute, 15-minute break.
Yeah.
Eat a sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. Sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, because when we promote, when we just make a comeback, the first week's when we're like the busiest, right? Yo. So many pre-recordings, like pre-recorded music shows and radio shows, broadcast. Mm-hmm. So that's when I would get sick the most too. Because lack of sleep and not being able to eat causes lower immune system. Yeah. So I made sure to carry around the emergency packet so I can like put it in the water and drink it.
Emergency
like twice
packet?
A day. Like you know emergency. The vitamin.
Yeah.
Or I would bring in little tablets of vitamin C so I could constantly drink it.
Check up on vitamins.
Yeah, seriously. But I really felt like it helped. It does help. I mean it's better than not taking it.
True.
So
yeah, that's what I mean by like eating healthy and stuff too. Because if you're eating healthier and you're like working out so your body's physically healthier too… Mm-hmm. You're less prone to get sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, with the same amount of stress and whatever, you might get sick less if you're doing that at least.
Because Sam, if you keep on overworking, you might get really sick to the point where you have to lay in bed all day. And that means you can't do even more work. So, that's going to even more stressful. Yeah. So, it's very important to pace yourself.
Stress is the worst kind of sickness. Mm-hmm. That's like… They call it the silent killer.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know it's creeping up on you. So you got to find a way to deal with the stress. Yeah. And it's different for everyone. How they release stress is different for everyone. So just find out whatever releases your stress and do that.
Yeah.
Tell
yourself,
as long as it's not illegal.
Tell yourself you're the man a couple times too. Because like the reason you're working so hard is to be the man. And the reason you're working so hard is probably because you know you don't feel like you're there yet. But like in between, just be like… You know,
I got this.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck, Sam.
Good luck.
Kill it, Sam.
All right, and with that, we're gonna
wrap up.
Yes, wrap up today's show. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions for us, you can text us at our official number 1-310-564-1030. But this is for US and Canada residents only.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
North America.
Yes. All right. Stay updated on our show through our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. And
5 stars only.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Have a stress-free day.
Yes.
Bye. Stay healthy.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.